The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated. Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, and with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest again this week with us is Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming back with us this week. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit us at jruddy.com to view our listings or to search the MLS. That's jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And before we get started, I want to say, wish everybody a very happy and blessed Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Has the Easter bunny been good to you?
Well, I love chocolate, so.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
I'm going to have a good weekend.
Lent is over and you can eat all the stuff you want.
That's right. I'm going to have a ball.
She's probably going to start with a brownie.
I already did. Okay. Last week, Kathleen, we talked about different aspects of the outside, lawns, tomato plants, shrubs, when to plant, when to prune, so on and so forth. This week, I thought we would revisit some of those topics and talk about different flowers as well, and annuals and perennials, and maybe some flowering shrubs. What do you want to start with?
Well, we can start with annuals. Usually that's what a lot of people want to get started with because they bloom all summer. If they get them started, then they're on their way. But to intermix perennials is a wise idea because you will have something that will come up next year. Your annual means annual 1 year. That's it. The end of it. So perennial means more than 1 year. So if you plant perennials with your annuals, you'll still have something to look forward to the next year. But you have to decide on the look that you want. You might put a perennial to the rear of some annuals, or you might intermix them in the center of it, or as a border. There's a lot of things you can do. It's a matter of what you like, what colors you like. You want to color coordinate. You can plant like daylilies. Oh, they're forever. Daylilies are forever. You plant those, you got them. But they can become invasive, too. So in time, you do have to divide them and separate them.
Oh, and how often do you have to do that?
Oh, I would say maybe 3-4 years down the road.
Okay. And is there some telltale signs that occur?
When you realize that the plants aren't blooming as well, a daylily, for example, your flowers are, you're getting more foliage, I should say, than flower. That means you're getting a lot of vegetative growth. So that tells me that I should probably separate them a little bit.
Okay.
And give them some breathing space.
Now, we talked last week about when we plant shrubs, we want to be mindful of what way we face, east, west.
It makes correct.
It, same with flowers?
Same thing with flowers. In patience, you wouldn't put them in the sun, although I have a lot of customers that do put them in the sun. There again, it's a matter of TLC. They have to keep them watered if they're going to put them in the sun. Otherwise, their impatiens in general are a shade lover. Begonias are really nice, too. They're more compact of a grower. But there again, there's a green-leafed one that prefers the shade. There's a bronzy leaf that will tolerate the sun. But then again, there's always exceptions to the rule. I always say never, because it can work. But as a rule, you should try to do the correct thing and try to plant the correct plant for your area, like petunias, sun. But people say, oh, I got to cut pick off the flowers. Well, sure. I mean, if flower dies, you got to pick it off to get new ones. But you almost have to have a certain amount of maintenance. I don't think there's any just do it and forget about it. If you want it nice, you have to spend a little time with it.
Makes sense.
And one of the easy ways to do some things, too, is to use like a pre-emergent fertilizer. What I do in my own yard, I plant impatiens around this tree. It's very shady, and they do beautifully. But I use like an Osmocote fertilizer that you do once. I do it once when I plant them, and I'm done. I mean, Miracle-Gro is good, but you gotta, if you're going to mix it with water and you want to attach it to the hose, it's a lot more work. I don't have the time to do that all that work.
You do all that work at work.
Correct. It's not that I don't like doing it, it's just I don't have the time. You're tired when you get home at night. And the only time to work is in the morning. But that's one of the time savers. And I tell people, I've used this for years, and I just sprinkle it around my plants, and they grow like a weed. Literally.
Speaking of weeds.
That's a good segue. Whoa. Maybe you should be in radio, Jackie.
Okay. Weeds. When I think of gardens and I think of flowers and the upkeep of my outside, the one thing that I think about is weeds. Although I do enjoy pulling them. It's pretty therapeutic for me.
I got a nice weed whacker.
You well, like the weed whacker. I don't like the weed whacker.
Then I think you should try pre-emergent. Okay. There's something called preen out there that you can use. You put it around your plants. But the key is that you must have your beds clean when you use it. In other words, you can't wait for these little guys to get about an inch high and then decide, okay, I'm going to put it down. That's not generally going to work. You've got to have it all cleaned out first. Because there again, as we talked with the crabgrass control, this is all pre-emergent, meaning that you're killing the weed seed and not the plant. And you can get it with fertilizer also. There's another way of doing it too. There's a lot of ways around it. You just have to think a little bit and decide what your problem is and how you're going to attack it.
We've done the weed barriers around our front shrubs, and we've also done it around our perennials along the fence line.
And then we put the mulch over it so the weeds don't grow through it. What do you think of that stuff?
Yes, mulch is good. Mulch is good, too, but that does not necessarily mean you wouldn't use a pre-emergent, too. You can put mulch, but you can still use a pre-emergent.
Yeah, we put the black barrier underneath it so the stuff doesn't grow through it.
But the weeds would... What happens is with weed seeds, they grow on top.
I mean,
if the seeds blow, they can still emerge in the mulch.
Yes, they do.
It's not as much of a problem because you don't have like the soil, and generally you don't have usually the seeds that are in the ground are there.
All right, let me ask you something about mulch. Does the mulch attract termites?
Depends on what kind you use.
We're using cedar.
Right. No, cedar is very good. Cedar, cypress. I love cedar. I love to sell it before one of its attributes. It's more or less insect resistant. Nothing's 100%, but cedar is pretty good.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Today we're here with Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center. In business, how long?
Only 50 years.
Only 50?
Maybe a few more.
Okay. All right. Great. And it's a family-owned business.
Correct.
Bud's your husband?
Yes.
Daryl's your son?
Yes. And he does most of the growing. If it's growing, he started it. He grew it.
It's amazing. I when I go up there, and I had to actually be taken, your husband took me up in a golf cart to pick out my flowers last year, because I have hot afternoon sun. So a lot of flowers wouldn't last in my front yard. But I was looking for a certain type of flower. And I had the privilege of riding in the golf cart. And I went up to one of your top
greenhouses.
And he knew exactly what to point me to. And it was the perfect flower. I had so many compliments on it. It's purple, lacy looking. I can't recall the name.
Those hanging baskets?
No, the flowers in the front that we planted.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you have a ton of greenhouses. So he must be busy all year round.
Well, he starts the end of February. It's a lot of work. It really is. But I must say, he really loves what he does. So he tries real hard. And if something doesn't work, he wants to know why.
He does a great job.
Likes to spend my money, too.
I have that problem.
But, I mean, if it's going to help him and if it's beneficial, then there's no problem.
Okay, now, on the way into the studio today, we were talking, and you pointed out you see things that maybe I don't see or someone else doesn't see. A bush was brown. What was the matter with that bush out front?
Oh, that was a dwarf Alberta spruce, and actually what has happened, it's winter burn, which has happened because of the wind, the cold, dry winds of the winter. But all those little brown needles that you see will fall off. I mean, I told a lady the other day, if you want to, just go out when they're really dry, and just give it a little brush and they'll fall off by themselves. But then the new growth will develop and you'll see all this bright, light green. So I tell people, if it looks bad, just wait. It's early yet. You just have to wait it out.
So no need to
get excited to spray it. No, no, no. Now, there's during the growing season, if you see brown, then you've got a problem. You must satisfy that problem or attack it, I should say.
Okay. So you don't have to cut it back. Just be careful right now if on this bush, like say right out here, and don't touch it because it'll take care of itself.
Yeah, it's just as I said, once it really gets dry on there, you can just knock it. Nobody will probably do it. They'll probably just ignore it and it'll do its own thing.
Okay.
Mother Nature has a way of taking care of herself.
Okay. How do you know when a shrub is, last year we had to pull two and purchase new ones.
Was somebody overwatered them?
Who would that somebody
be? That would be
me. Okay.
Because I don't know what I'm doing in the garden.
Well, if a plant's becoming excessively brown, more than likely you overwatered it. Or it could be spider mites, too. Spider mites is another problem with certain plants. Even that dwarf Alberta that we were talking about out front, if that was brown during the summer, then I would say you've got a problem with spider mites, which is an insect that can be taken care of. But what happens is people see it brown. They keep looking at it, waiting it to get worse, 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 worse. And then what do? Buy a new one. But if you attack your problem as soon as you see it, if you realize, all you need to do is take a white piece of paper and put it underneath that brown and shake it. If you see these little red creatures crawling around on that white piece of paper, okay, there's your problem. Go try to satisfy it.
Okay.
See, I never would have known that.
No.
Not in a million
years.
Just
a white piece of paper and just shake it. And you can actually see these little things that are like minute, like smaller than the head of a pin. But you can actually see them move around.
Yeah, they move fast. Okay, good. Excellent point. Thank you very much. We're headed towards a break. Before we do, I would like to mention we have some ready buyers that just cannot seem to find that property they're looking for. So we have a pre-approved buyer that's looking in the Dunmore, Scranton, Greenridge area, and they're looking for either a single family or they'll consider a two-unit, either a duplex or a double. They do need three bedrooms, and their price range is $100,000 to $125,000. Again, pre-approved for Dunmore, Scranton, or Greenridge. Also, we have a pre-approved buyer looking for the West Scranton area, 2 to 3 bedroom single homes in the price range of $60,000 to $80,000. If you have a property that fits that description, give us a call because we have buyers. It's that time. Please stay with us. We will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will will experience the gold standard. When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. Thank you, sir. And also, our special guest, Kathleen Schultz, with Bud Schultz Garden Center on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore. Good morning.
Happy Easter. Good morning.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you, too. Before the break, we were talking about some pre-emergent treatments for weeds. We were also talking about perennials. And, you know, I figured now would be a good time to talk about those people moving into homes that they just built, new construction, that are starting from scratch. Do you have any advice for people like that?
Yes. I would say to start from scratch, you have to look at your situation. First of all, the most important thing is to have decent soil in your yard. Hopefully that's what you have. If you don't, you should try to get decent soil because there's a lot of river soil. I had a lady come to me one time and she said, I got a load of soil delivered to my yard. And she said, it looked beautiful when I got it. She says, it rained. When I went out, it was like hunks of rock. And she says, I'm stuck with it. I said, yes, you are, because I don't think the guy's going to take it back. So the important thing is, sometimes it's better to be penny wise and dollar foolish. I mean, well, whatever. But to spend the money on cheaper soil and then have to do it over again. Once you don't, if you don't do it correctly the first time, if you find that your soil is so poor, you've got to amend it. You've got to put peat moss in it, some lime, different components, maybe some humus, whatever. And this all has to be incorporated in the soil. But if you get good soil to begin with, then you don't have that much of a problem. And another mistake that a lot of people make is they go ahead and they plant their yard right from the house out and they get all this grass planted without any foresight as to whether you want to plant some shrubs or not. And I always suggest to people, try to plan your planting for your shrubs first, because then you don't have to tear out all the grass that you work so hard to do. You plant your areas. Now, another way of doing this is cut out your beds so that all you need to do is plant grass seed from the edge of the bed that you have, that's existing, that you are going to plant a shrub in, and not have to tear it all out and redo it.
So planning. I hear
right.
Planning.
And a lot of times, I mean, people will plant their grass and then they'll walk over the grass. The grass is coming up nicely because they want to plant their shrubs. Well, you're making a big mess trying to walk over that grass to plant in all the shrubs. Whereas if you did it the other way, I know people are anxious. They want their grass to look, their yard to look nice with grass. And that's understandable too. But even if you planted just a few shrubs, as long as you had a bed that you had designed so that you know in the future, you don't have to do everything. I always tell people, Rome wasn't built in a day, so you don't have to do it all tomorrow. Plan it so that you can add later on down the road.
Good advice. So getting back to the soil, how do you know? I wouldn't know if I had good soil, bad soil.
Well, unfortunately, you have to trust the person that gets it for you. Tell them you want a peaty soil, like a humusy soil, I should say, so that it's got some rich components and it's not like hard pan like riverbed. Riverbed soil is what is exactly what it is, riverbed. When it gets dry, it gets hard like a rock, and then you've got to aerate it to try to get some air spaces in there. It can be a real problem.
So it's not good to
do it right the first time. Another thing I always tell people to do, so unless you're in a real hurry, do it little by little. And I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, if you do it yourself, you do a better job, and it won't cost you as much money as if you had someone else come in and do it. Now, I don't begrudge anybody a living, but there's too many guys out there that are learning as they go along, and I wouldn't want to be one of their clients.
That's right. I don't want to get the first haircut from a new barber.
I've had fellows come to me and they'll say, I need a juniper. And I look at them and I say, well, what kind do you like? Or did you want? And they'll say to me, well, I don't know. You know, something that grows tall, thin. Okay. But theoretically, he doesn't really know. Junipers, it can be fat and low to the ground. It can be short. It can be tall. It can be a lot of things. Juniper is just a big family. So basically, you need to know what you're talking about. And unfortunately, there's some guys out there that don't know, which is sad. They should learn first before they get out there.
Well, we don't know very much, and we're doing it ourselves, but I think we take the time, and we go and talk to you, and we learn about what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. And in fact, when we planted, you brought up humus, when we planted our shrubs, you told me to mix it not only with the dirt, and we have earthworms, and I understand that the worms are a good sign of nice, decent soil.
Fertile soil.
Okay, good. And we mixed it with you.
Probably, if you were planting a shrub, I probably would have told you to use peat moss.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Because,
that's what it was.
Right. Peat moss has the ability to hold the water. Humus is a good soil, but it's not. It's a heavier soil. But if you're planting like a rhododendron or an azalea, you need something that will hold the moisture consistently. So that's why you want to mix.
How about my flowers? I mixed that.
Correct. Also with your flowers, too.
Okay.
Because when you mix peat moss in it, then your soil won't get hard. Okay. It can stay nice and pliable.
Yeah, well, it was peat moss. I looked at that garage. That bag was in my garage for a year.
I guess we should be throwing that out.
No, it's fine.
No, I gave it away, but I was looking at it for a year. I gave it to my brother-in-law.
You should have used it.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today with us is Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center, talking about how to dress up our outsides of our homes and what to do and what not to do, and some good advice. So these people that have a house that they're moving into, new construction, they don't have much. What you're saying is outside, look at the soil first, or whomever you're going to purchase that soil from, make sure it's a rich soil, a good soil.
Right, correct.
Okay. And then from there, what do we do?
Well, then it depends. If you're going to go ahead and plant your shrubs, you do that. Once you want to get your grass planted, what you've got to do, you've got to rake the area. What you want to do is you want to put some lime down on the soil. Then you want to put down a starter fertilizer. It'll give the grass seed a shot in the arm to grow. Use a good grass seed. A lot of times people will buy grass seed and they don't even know what they're buying. But you've got to look at the back of the package. See how much annual grass seed is in the package. You don't really want annual. You want perennial. Annual is okay if you want it to come up real fast. But there again, we're talking about annual only being 1 year. Next year, that annual is going to be gone. Sometimes people mix it. But rather than mix annual, I would prefer to mix perennial with it. Because perennial means it comes up every year. Perennial rye, for example, will come up real fast. So it gives you a cover so that you're until the other grass seed takes over. And then another tip that I like to do, if it's not a big area, just cover your soil with peat moss versus straw. Straw is a good covering, but it can be messy. It blows. You got to keep it wet. And then as the grass seed comes up, you got to get it off there before the seed germinates. If, as I said, it can be kind of costly if you need to do a big area with peat moss, but actually the peat moss becomes part of the soil, which is ideal.
Great. Great tip. Okay. Now, before we started today, you were talking about, and it's amazing to me, you have a lot of customers from out of the area.
Yes.
And you were talking about a client of yours that comes from Connecticut and has been coming for years and years. Yes. So you have a loyal following.
Yes. I'm very grateful. We are very grateful for these people. It's amazing. I had a young man come to me and he said, I used to come here with my grandfather. And this fellow was about 30 years old. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. That's telling me how old I really am.
Well, it also should tell you that you know your stuff. And
it makes me feel good to hear people come back. I mean, I'm thrilled to see some of these people. I mean, some of them I knew their fathers, their grandfathers. Now it's grandkids.
Great. You're watching.
We love what we do.
And you're good at it.
Well, we try to be.
Friendly, knowledgeable, informative. You know, what more can you ask for?
We're not perfect. No one's perfect.
Well, no one is. But, you know, as busy as you guys get, you always take the time to answer our questions.
Yes, I would never. I would do the best I could.
You're like the Energizer Bunny running around.
Yes, and when I go up there with my son, we go up to the top and we look at the goldfish. And always gives him a little bit of food to feed the fish, and Patrick gets a big thrill out of that. And it's nice. That's really nice to go up there.
Well, you're accessible. You're close to the interstates. You've also mentioned that you have some New York buyers, too, that come trek in from New York.
I even get people that call me on the phone and ask me for gift certificates for people in this area, which is fine, and I'll send it to whoever they want it to. But they'll call me and they'll say they might say Texas, wherever it is. That's okay. But it's been people that we've had as customer for years and years, and we appreciate all those people, and we appreciate all new people. I'd gladly talk to any of them. Maybe I talk too much. I don't know.
No, you don't.
No. You run, you talk, you do it all. You juggle well. This is Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center, located on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore. Contact by phone, 570-344-4916. We're headed towards the end of the show. Before we close, we'll review a listing. Pat?
Okay, we have a listing at 1210-12 Academy Street. That's in Scranton. This is a three-unit. Now, this is a really good buy. It's $39,000. That's right. You heard me right. It's a three-unit for $39,000. It's a good investment property. The left side was one unit. It's now two. Can easily be converted back. The left side has gas heat. It's shared. It's got 100-amp service. The house needs some updating, but that's for $39,000. That's reflected in the price. It's got a two-car garage, additional income, and that's 1210-12 Academy Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania, for $39,900. Okay. And that's listed by Trish Conway.
Thank you, Pat. Before we close, we'll review a tip. Make the front entrance a living space. If the front door area is a place to sit and visit, to meet and greet visitors, to live in, it will definitely be more welcoming. Putting some chairs nearby in a conversational circle would be one way to make it more homey. Or just inside the door, make a space for visitors to transition into the home, with other chairs or benches, to change clothes or shoes, to hang coats, set bags down, even a stop and admire a piece of art, a plant, or other decorative feature. Don't allow obstacles at the front door. Don't make visitors step over a pile of shoes or the family dog or toys or other things on the floor to get into your home. That isn't welcoming. Before we close, I'd like to say thank you again to Kathleen Schultz. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
From Bud Schultz Garden Center in Dunmore.
My pleasure.
We enjoyed having you, and you gave us so much good information today and last week. And hopefully, maybe sometime in the fall, you'll keep us in mind. Maybe you can come back and tell us what we should be doing in the fall.
Oh, sure.
Okay, thank you. We have to say goodbye. Thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Remember to contact us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions. If you want to email us a question, we'll talk about it on the air. questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
And remember to visit our website, jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com to view our listings or to search the MLS. Thank you for joining us. Happy Easter and have a dynamite weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.